由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome again to this series of broadcast on the awesomeness of God's grace.
欢迎你再次收听《天路导向》里面奇异神恩的这个系列的节目。
In this broadcast and the next, we're going to conclude this series of messages.
我们会在今次和下一次的节目里面去分享完这一集的奇异神恩的信息。
And I want to complete it with a very, very important subject.
那在这两次里面，我很想用一个非常非常重要的主题来结束。
But I want to begin by telling you a historical story.
那在开始的时候，首先我就想跟你去分享一个在历史上面的真实的故事。
Between 1889 and 1913,
在1889年到1913年之间呢，
There was an emperor in Ethiopia by the name of Menelik II.
在埃塞俄比亚里面有一个皇帝叫做梅尼利可二世。
One day the emperor was told about a new device used in the West to punish criminals.
有一日有一个人话俾阿梅尼利可二世听呢，喺西方有一种新嘅惩罚罪犯嘅方法。
This device was known as the electric chair.
呢一种嘅装置呢叫做电椅。
The emperor immediately ordered one for his country.
咁个皇帝听到呢样嘢之后呢，就即刻订咗一张啦。
There was a small problem.
但系呢出现咗一个小小嘅问题噃。
No one ever bothered to tell the emperor that the electric chair would not work in Ethiopia in those days.
喺嗰个时候呢，竟然冇人话俾阿皇帝听，嗰张电椅呢原来喺埃塞俄比亚里面用唔到㗎喎。
Why?
点解冇人会话俾个皇帝听究竟系咩事呢？
Simply because they had no electricity yet.
咁简单。咪就系因为埃塞俄比亚里面冇电咯。
So after the chair arrived，
咁咧，跟住张凳最尾都运咗嚟。
Emperor Menelik was determined that his new purchase would not go to waste。
阿梅尼利可二世咧就话：，哎，点都唔可以浪费咗呢张电椅噶啦。
So he converted the electric chair into a throne for the emperor。
咁於是呢，佢就將張電椅改成為咗皇帝嘅寶座。
Thus converting the instrument of torture and death to the throne of a king.
就係咁樣，一張係為咗酷刑同埋為咗殺人而設嘅工具，竟然變成咗國王嘅寶座。
Today, as we draw to the end of the series on the awesomeness of God.
咁喺今日呢，我哋要即将结束奇异神恩呢一个系列信息嘅时候呢，
I want to tell you about another throne that was converted from a throne of judgment to a throne of grace。
咁我就想同你介绍另一个嘅宝座。呢个宝座系乜嘢呢？系由一个审判嘅宝座而改装成嘅施恩宝座。
But this conversion was no accident。
但系呢？这一种的改装并非偶然。
This conversion was not by mistake.
这一种的改装呢，并不是错误来的。
This conversion was planned before the world began.
这个的改装是在创造这个世界之前，上帝已经预先计划好的了。
There is no denying that the vast majority of Christians develop a wonderful prayer life only when they are in trouble.
我哋冇办法去否认咧，大部分嘅基督徒咧，只会喺自己陷入困境嘅时候，先开始去建立一种美好嘅祷告生活。
The vast majority of Christians become great prayer warriors only when they want something from God.
大多数的基督徒呢，只在自己向上帝有需求的时候才会成为祷告的勇士。
If you don't believe me, visit any church in the world.
如果你不信我的话呢，你可以看看这个世界上面的教会。
And compare the attendance of their prayer meeting to that of their Sunday morning meeting.
你对比一下参加祈祷会和参加主日崇拜的人数。
You will discover across the board that far less people go to prayer meetings than to Sunday services.
你可以看到呢，无论在世界的哪里啊，参加祈祷会的人呢，一定少过参加主日崇拜的人好多。
Or ask the average Christian.
那就算你不信我，你可以问下普遍的信徒。
How long do you spend in personal prayer time when everything is going well in your life?
当你一帆风顺的时候呢，你究竟会用几多时间同上帝去亲近，同佢去祈祷呢？
You will be amazed with the answer.
你如果问咗之后呢，你一定会发现呢，个答案令你好惊讶。
Why is that?
点解会发生咁样嘅情况呢？
There are several reasons.
喺度呢，其实我哋可以揾到几个嘅原因噶。
One.
第一个原因系乜嘢呢？
The enemy of our souls knows that prayer is the source of our spiritual power and strength.
我们的灵魂的仇敌知道，祷告其实就是我们属灵的能力和力量的泉源。
And therefore, Satan does all that is within his power to cut the source of our supply line.
因此，撒旦要竭尽所能去切断我们的供给的源头。
Two.
第二个原因啦。
One of the most significant reasons for not praying when things are going well is the following.
当我哋凡事顺利嘅时候唔去祈祷嘅另一个原因系乜嘢呢？
We do not really comprehend the awesome privilege of praying.
原来我哋并冇真正去了解祈祷究竟会为我哋带嚟乜嘢嘅奇妙权柄。
We do not understand the unbelievable provisions that God made possible for us in prayer.
我们不知道呢，原来上帝会借着我们的祈祷，为我们去成就一些不可思议的事。
We do not understand the secret of power that God planned for us only in prayer.
我们不明白呢，只有在祈祷里面才蕴藏了上帝为我们预备的能力的秘诀。
We do not appreciate the power of connectedness with the Almighty in prayer.
我们不懂得去享受在祷告里面与上帝相交、相连结、相联系的那种大能。
But there is a third reason as to why we do not pray when things are going well with us.
但是呢，还有第三个原因去解释为什么当我们一切顺利的时候不去祷告的。
And that is pride.
这个原因就是骄傲。
Our pride gets in the way.
因为我们的骄傲阻挡了我们。
Our pride tells us that we can solve any problem.
我们的骄傲告诉我们，哎，什么都搞得定啦。
Our pride tells us that all things could be achieved through hard work.
我们的骄傲告诉我们，只要勤力用功，铁柱都磨成针啦。
Our pride tells us that we can accomplish anything that we set our mind to.
我们的骄傲告诉我们，有志者当然事竟成啦。
Our pride tells us that if we spend enough time, energy, and use of logic, we can do anything.
我们的骄傲告诉我们，只要我们用足够的时间、足够的精力，还有我们是用脑，我们什么都做到。
Some Christians think the same way.
也都有其他的基督徒呢，都是这样想的。
It is no wonder that we are in such a desperate spiritual trouble in the world.
所以 我哋难怪今日喺世界上面嘅属灵光景系几咁嘅暗淡。
To begin to comprehend the assurance of the grace of God in prayer.
咁如果呢，我哋今日要开始了解喺祈祷里面明白上帝恩典嘅确据呢
？Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
我哋不如最简单就一齐去翻开新约圣经希伯来书四章十六节。
Listen to what the scripture said.
让我哋一起嚟睇下新约嘅希伯来书四章十六节圣经系点样讲嘅。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我哋只需要坦然无惧咁样去到施恩嘅宝座前面，为咗要得。怜恤蒙恩惠作随时的帮助。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16,
希伯来书的第四章第十六节呢
is an invitation to all those who love Jesus to come and see the awesomeness of the power of his grace.
是一封的邀请函来的，要我们那些泛爱基督的人都来看看上帝恩典的奇异大能。
Hebrews 4:16
希伯来书第四章十六节
is an invitation to come to the throne of grace.
邀请着我们这里每一个人都去到施恩的宝座面前。
In fact, to comprehend Hebrews 4:16,
其实呢，实际上当我们呢要了解希伯来书第四章的时候，
We need to read the entire chapter.
我们呢一定呢要去读出希伯来书整卷的圣经第四章的。
Let's read it.
咁呢，在这里让我们呢一起去读出希伯来书第四章的圣经。我们既蒙留下有进入上帝安息的应许，就应当去畏惧，免得我们中间或者有人似乎是赶不上。因为有福音传给我们，好像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道和他们是没有益处的，因为他们根本就没有信心，还有将他们所听见的道和他们的生命去调和。但是我们已经相信了上帝的人可以得以进入那个安息，正如上帝自己说过，我在怒中要起誓，他们断不可以进入我的安息。其实造物的工作自创世以来已经成全了。论到第七日呢，圣经里面有一度讲过，去到第七日上帝就揭了他一切的工作。又有一度说他们一定不可以进入我的安息。那既然有一定进入到安息的人，那那些先前听过福音的就是因为他们不相信而不可以进入去。所以过了很多年呢，就在大卫的书上面呢就限定一日，他说呢，好像我们引用他所讲的话，你们如果今日听他的说话就不可以硬住心。如果话到约书亚已经叫到他们享了安息，那后来上帝就不需要再提其他的日子了。所以呢，既然上帝提了，那么我们看到呢必定会有另一个安息日的安息要为上帝的子民去存留。因为那些进入安息的乃是揭了自己的工作，正如上帝停止了休息，在他的工作上面休息一样。所以我们一定要竭力进入那种的安息，免得有些人学那种不顺从的人的样式去跌倒。上帝的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切有两边刃的剑更加快，甚至你的灵魂和你的骨节、你的骨髓都能够刉入去切开， 连你心里面的意念和主义思想都能够辨明，并且被造的没有一样东西在他面前是不显明的。原来万物在那个和我们有关系的主的眼前，其实一早已经打开了，好像赤路闯开一样。但是我们今天、既然有一位已经升入了高天享受尊荣的大祭司，就是上帝的儿子耶稣，就当持定我们所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司他并非不能够体恤我们的软弱，只是他凡事都受过试探，只是他和我们一样，但是他就没有犯过罪。所以我们只需要坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座面前，为了要得怜恤蒙恩惠，成为我们每日随时的帮助。
Today I want to tell you about the grace of God that can only be found at the throne of grace。
所以呢，今日我就想和大家去分享这个只有在施恩的宝座面前才找得到的恩典。
When the Bible talks about the throne of God,
当圣经呢讲到上帝的宝座的时候呢，
it does not mean that God is an old man sitting on a big throne.
并不是说上帝就是一个坐在大宝座上面的老伯。
This is a figure of speech describing the awesome power of God.
其实这一种是一种形容的讲法，是要描述上帝的大能啊。
This is a figure of speech describing the awesomeness of the sovereignty of God.
我们看到呢，在里面是描述着，应用着上帝那种可畏的权威。
How does the Bible describe the throne of God?
那你说圣经怎样去描述上帝的宝座的呢？
It describes the throne of God as a throne of judgment.
原来呢，他是将上帝的宝座应用成为审判台。
It speaks of a throne as a seat of judgment.
他是将上帝的宝座成为描述成为一个审判的座位。
It speaks of a throne of condemnation.
他亦都呢将上帝的宝座是描述成为一个有定罪权柄的宝座。
John the Revelator in Revelation 20 verse 11 tells us,
写启示录的约翰在启示录的第二十章第十一和十二节告诉我们听。
And I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open.
我又见到一个白色的大宝座和坐在上面的。我又见到死了的人，无论他是大，无论他是小，都站在个宝座前面。我亦都见到那个的案卷展开了。
The books are the documentations and evidence that is brought against those who are to be judged.
那个案卷呢，其实就是用来审判的证据啊。
This is a dreadful scene that unbelievers rightfully should fear.
那个实在是一个几可怕的场景，而不相信上帝的人呢，的确是应该害怕的。
But let's go back to Hebrews 4:16.
但是呢，我们呢，一定要翻翻去我们的主题，就是希伯来书四章十六节。
The Holy Spirit tells us.
他在那里呢，圣灵告诉我们听什么呢？
To those who love Jesus,
凡是爱耶稣的人，
the throne of judgment has become the throne of grace.
那个的审判的座位已经因为你的信心而成为施恩的座位。
To those who love Jesus,
对那些爱耶稣的人来讲，
the throne of condemnation has become the throne of mercy.
我们见到呢，定罪的宝座已经成为怜悯的宝座。
When Isaiah saw the throne of God,
当以赛亚睇到上帝嘅宝座嘅时候呢
？He could only say, "Woe to me, I am ruined."
佢只能够话祸哉，我灭亡啦。
But in Hebrews 4:16，
但系喺希伯来书四章十六节里面呢
？The Holy Spirit tells us，
圣灵咁样话俾我哋听。
That same throne to those of us who love Jesus has become a throne of grace.
对嗰啲爱主嘅人嚟讲，同样嘅宝座已经成为咗恩典嘅宝座啦。
A throne of unmerited favor and kindness.
成为咗一个以德报怨嘅恩典与慈爱嘅宝座。
A throne of undeserved blessings.
一个我哋唔配受嘅恩典嘅宝座。
A throne of unlimited forgiveness.
一个充满无限宽恕的宝座。
A throne of untold power and strength.
一个拥有无穷的能力和力量的宝座。
Why has this throne of judgment become the throne of grace to us?
你问为什么这个审判台可以变成施恩座呢？
There are three reasons.
在这里我想和你分享三个的原因。
First,
第一个的原因是什么呢？
Because Jesus told us in Matthew 7:9-11,
因为耶稣在马太福音第七章九到十一节告诉我们，
That God the Father is anxious to give gifts to his children who ask him.
天父上帝想要施恩给那些凡求告他的名的人。
So, why has the throne of judgment become the throne of grace?
咁点解审判台能够变成施恩座呢
？Because God the Son who sits on the right side of that throne，
因为圣子而家已经坐喺宝座嘅右边。
God the Son who is our great high priest，
人子就系我哋慈悲忠信嘅大祭司。
Told us that as our great high priest he understands us，
佢话俾我哋听，佢理解我哋。
As our great high priest, he sympathizes with us.
他作为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司，他体恤我们。
As our great high priest, he knows our weaknesses.
他作为慈悲忠信的大祭司，他知道我们的软弱。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us to come to the throne of grace.
作为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司，他是等待我们翻到去佢嘅施恩座前。
Not for condemnation, but for a blessing.
唔系为咗定罪，乃系为咗赐福。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us to come to the throne of grace.
作为我哋慈悲忠信嘅大祭司，佢正在等我哋去到施恩座前。
To give us power over temptation.
佢为咗让我哋有力量胜过试探。
As our great high priest, he is waiting for us.
作为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司，他在这里等着我们。
In order that we may have victory over the trials of life.
要让我们得到得胜的生活。
And I want to tell you two more things.
我还有两样东西想告诉你。
But our time is running out.
但是呢，因为今天要再开一个新的题目呢，就没有时间了。
And tune in next time for the conclusion of the series of messages.
咁请你喺下次同样时间继续收听天路导航。
Because I want to tell you two very important reasons why the throne of judgment has become the throne of grace.
因为我仲想同你去分享另外两个重要嘅原因，而喺呢度咧，我首先想送上一首歌俾你，呢首歌叫做《施恩座嘅前面》。
主，我来到你施恩座前，谦卑领受你丰盛恩典，哦主，你同在，充满我心田，你给的一切赞美，我们来到你施恩座前。Thank you.
哋喺生命里面真系点解可以见到一个审判嘅坐席成为咗施恩嘅座位呢？原来就系因为耶稣基督，我哋慈悲忠信嘅大祭司，佢嘅救赎，佢嘅宝血成功，令到我哋原本要受审判嘅人，都系因为佢，我哋可以成为得救嘅群体。咁喺度，如果各位系曾经受过耶稣基督嘅拯救，好想同我哋分享嘅话，欢迎你写信嚟到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼，或者电邮去到 liangyou@liangyou.net， 希望呢你能够同我哋分享，你有冇曾经觉得自己系应该被上帝审判，但系因为你嘅信心，你成功可以去得着上帝嘅施恩呢？咁好欢迎你写信嚟到俾我，我系万峰，千千万万嘅万，攀越高峰嘅峰，或者写信俾麦克牧师，系迈向前方嘅迈，同埋克服己身嘅克。咁欢迎你，亦都用英文写信俾佢都得噶。咁我哋会尽快去回复你。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，再见。